AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Four firefighters were burned Sunday battling a Northern California wildfire that threatens 150 homes in the Sierra Nevada foothills. The four were injured as they fought the hot, active northern end of the two-square-mile blaze. The state fire spokesman says they were airlifted to UC Davis Medical Center in Sacramento with non-life-threatening injuries. CAL FIRE's Lynn Tolmachoff says the fire is burning in an area of heavy timber and brush.
Trees are torching, which means they're burning all the way to the top and just completely burning off. And that is creating a problem where it's throwing embers ahead of itself. And this fire is starting spot fires half a mile ahead of the main fire, which is a tremendous reach.
Bobby Christina Brown, the 22-year-old daughter of the late singer Whitney Houston, has died at a hospice in Georgia some 6 months after she was found face down in a bathtub. AP Music correspondent Margie Zeroletta reports she was in the news from the moment she was born.
Bobby Christina Brown lived her life in the spotlight because she was the daughter of two high-profile entertainers. She had told Oprah Winfrey in 2012 she wanted to follow in the footsteps of her mother, Whitney Houston.
We're going to do this singing thing, you know, we're going to do some acting, you know, some dancing.
Brown was distraught after Houston's death and made headlines for her drug use, weight loss, and whether she was married to Nick Gordon, a friend who had lived with the family since childhood. He was one of the people who had found Brown unresponsive in a bathtub in January. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Transit Authority police say a Cleveland police officer used pepper spray on a crowd trying to prevent them from taking an intoxicated teenager to police headquarters. WKYC-TV says the incident happened Sunday as a Black Lives Matter conference was ending. A shootout at a wedding party in northern Afghanistan has left 21 people dead, another 10 wounded. Most of the dead were wedding guests. This is AP Radio News. The military and a private organization have brought home the remains of 36 Marines killed on the Pacific Toll of Tarawa in World War II. A ceremony held Sunday in Pearl Harbor to mark their return. Former Boston crime boss Whitey Bulger starts his bid for a new trial Monday.
Bulger has claimed his federal racketeering trial 2 years ago was a sham, and he was blocked from presenting his claim a federal prosecutor gave him immunity to commit crimes. Bulger's lawyers claim a constitutional error denied their client his right to a fair trial. Whitey Bulger will not be in the courtroom. He is serving a life sentence on a conviction of involvement in 11 murders. The judge had ruled Bulger could not bring up the immunity claim during the trial because he did not present any hard evidence to back it up. I'm Ed Donahue.
China lifting its ban on sales of video game consoles to promote the industry in a new manufacturing zone in Shanghai. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.